Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing. And home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
This Christmas would be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6. Win one of two brand new 2025 model MG SUVs, plus a $1 million shopping spree at Courts, 55-inch Samsung smart televisions, Samsung Galaxy S25 Ultra smartphones, 100,000 cash prizes, and 10,000 instant cash prizes to be won. Spend 1,000 on a Super 6 ticket and get one entry coupon, 2,000 and get three entry coupons. Fill out and drop into the entry boxes at GLCL agents countrywide. Your Christmas could be twice as nice with Lotto Super 6 this year. Promotion runs October 13th to December 13th, 2025. See press, posters, and social media for details. Remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today. Must be 18 and over to play.
When last we were in Murondoy, Sharona told Kamal she was pregnant for him. He refused to believe and made her do another test which he had brought, saying he didn't trust hers. When it was confirmed positive, he told her he was not prepared to be a father and she should terminate the pregnancy. Sunny and Bibi were exercising early morning in the community center ground when Zina arrived. They had a pleasant conversation about her relationship with Denzel. Shortly after she left the ground, a loud crash was heard. And now, as we return to Murondoy, Coretta is on the phone with Mala.
Hi, Coretta.
Good morning, Mala.
What's going on?
I just called to say congratulations to the grandmother.
What?
Congratulations, grandmother.
Coretta, girl, what are you talking about?
Wait, Kimolin tell you nothing?
Tell me what?
About he and Sharona.
Look, the last thing Kimal tell me is that he and Sharona break up. Till now, look, me ain't even know the reason.
Me ain't know the reason either, but God got a way of working things out.
So wait, they're back together?
I would think that's the next step.
What?
Sharona pregnant.
What?
I thought Kimal would have done tell you.
Sharona pregnant? Christ, what nonsense you really telling me?
Yeah, the girl pregnant. And you son is the father.
Listen, Coretta, I'll call you back.
Hello? Hello?
Coretta, what time are you coming to work today?
Ignatius, I ain't think I gonna be in for the rest of the week. I dealing with a serious situation at home.
But you know this is a critical time. We're trying to finish off the audit. Attitude you have wouldn't cut it.
Like you want to fire me?
Did I say anything about firing you? I just want you to come to work.
Listen, I don't call you back. Marla calling me.
Correct, sir.
I don't call you back, Ignatius. Hi, Marla.
Greta, I just come off the phone with my son.
What he say?
He confirmed that Sharon is pregnant.
Well, congratulations, Grandma.
Greta, I don't know why you're so happy about this thing.
How you mean, why I so happy? A baby is a blessing.
Yeah, but these two young people, look, they ain't even together anymore.
And? They could always get back together.
Not according to me, son.
Kemal just need little time.
All right. Then I guess I should tell you what he said.
Okay.
I ask you again why they break up, and he finally tell me.
Oh.
Greta, Sharona gave my son a sexually transmitted infection.
What?
Look, like I can't even catch myself right now.
A sexually transmitted infection? HIV?
No, chlamydia.
What? Is one nonsense I hearing this morning?
I guess there's a reason she didn't tell you.
Lord have mercy.
I now understand why my son acting the way he is. This first girl he fall in love with and this is what happened.
But where would Sharona get something like that? She just come to Murundi. It's not like she had another man.
Maybe she come from Kokwani with it. Kemal didn't give me any details. He said that he didn't want to talk about it.
What is this?
He said that he don't want the child.
The baby already in she belly? What he mean he don't want it?
I just telling you what my son say. And judging this situation, I don't think it's a good idea for them to have a child either.
So what Sharona supposed to do?
He already tells you to go have an abortion. He can pay for everything.
Marla, you can't be serious.
Coretta, think about it. These are two young people who barely know each other. And it's an unplanned pregnancy. Come on now. That might be the best thing.
So, you agree that Sharona should throw away this belly?
I think this might be the best.
You fuss, grandchild Marla. You fuss, grandchild.
Is what is best.
And suppose something happened to Sharona?
Greta, abortion is safe and legal in Guyana. It's not some bottom house she got to go to. She will be fine.
Well, I don't agree with it. And I gonna encourage Sharona for keep she child.
Coretta.
It's not like he can't afford to look the child. Even if he don't want to be a part, he could support financially.
My son would never got a child and not be a part of their life.
Well, let he make his decision. But one thing I know for sure is that Sharona keeping this child.
Hey, Marla. Me and Shelly said I can't come in the mall.
Catalina girl, if you only know the morning I had. Shelly, I'm sorry to be late.
It's okay. Sit down there. I hope it's not and it'll give you problems.
No, no, nothing of the sort. It's about Kemal and this girl, but I don't want to get into it.
But I thought you said a breakup.
Did, but look, let me just change the subject. I hear Zina get knocked down.
Yes. We did just talking about her.
She deeds.
Oh, Catalina, don't be like though. I know you don't like she with your son, but she get hit by a car, man. And right outside the community center ground.
I don't care.
Seriously, Catalina?
Yes, I don't care what happened to Zina. She disrespected me and Auntie Myrtle.
Disrespect?
How so?
I don't know what happened with them big women and them little boys. These little boys like their brains mixed up or something.
Zina and Denzel just having a wonderful time. Maybe they're just sexually compatible.
Eh?
Catalina, let Denzel have the experiences, man.
Yeah, man. He's a big boy. And Zina's not a bad person.
And it's better if somebody you know than somebody you don't know.
Marlo, you won't have a problem if Kemal start dating a 50-year-old.
Oh, gosh.
No, be honest. You won't have a problem?
Well, Kemal is only 21.
Good, exactly.
Anyway, this is not what we come over here to talk about. With girl Shelly, she gonna have surgery next week.
Yes.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm nervous. But in a way, I just looking forward to getting it over.
I can't imagine having to remove both my breasts.
As a woman, there's a hard thing to imagine, Catalina.
I made this choice because I want to have the best chance. I don't want to have to worry about the cancer coming back.
Yeah. You're strong, Shelly. Seeing you go through this for so long, I don't know if I would have had your strength.
It hasn't been easy, but I thank y'all for being here for me. I was hoping that Pepper could come over today too, but the pregnancy got she bad.
Yeah, I talked to she yesterday. I tell she must be a girl she get in.
We gonna have so much to celebrate. Shelly being cancer free and Pepper's baby.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Hi, lady.
Hi, Ignatius.
Hi.
So next week is the big week.
Yes, we did just talking about it.
Everything gonna go well, man.
Amen.
Ladies, I want to thank you for supporting my wife. In times like these, women need a community. And you have been that for Shelly.
We go too far back not to be here for Shelly.
And though me and Shelly had we time and we didn't talking, I couldn't know a friend going through this and don't show up.
Y'all have really been the solid support I need. I can't thank y'all enough.
Don't mention.
Shelly, we can always be here for you, girl.
And Iggy, baby, you are my rock.
Always, baby, till death do us part.
Catalina, I spoke with Denzel today.
Oh, where's Auntie Myrtle?
Zena is home from the hospital. Thank God all she has is a broken leg.
Oh.
But I tell you, imagine Zena getting hit by a car right outside the community center ground that early in the morning.
I really don't care, Auntie Myrtle. I don't care what happened to Zena.
Really, Catalina?
Why should I care? I asked her to leave my son alone and she refused.
I understand, but at the end of the day, what happened to her was serious. We can't celebrate when another person is down.
I ain't celebrating. I just saying. I don't care.
Well, Denzel was very, very worried.
Of course. She got him wrapped around her finger. To the point that he don't even answer your mother when she call anymore.
When last you tried calling him?
2 days ago. Why should I continue trying if he don't want to talk to me? Me, the woman would give birth to.
Well, he talked to me today.
Good.
They have footage from the house near the ground.
Oh, really?
Yes. It showed that the car deliberately hit Zena and drove away. You don't find that strange?
No. Maybe she messing with somebody else, young son.
Really, Catalina?
You can never tell.
They will do an investigation, you know. I'm sure it won't be long before they find the car.
Let me wait and see. In the meantime, I hope she'll learn she'll listen.
What lesson Zena has to learn?
If somebody knocks she down on purpose, she's doing something wrong, Auntie Myrtle.
You think Morris might have something to do with it?
But what reason he would get for knocking Zena down?
Well, you never know. You know these men? Some of them are divorced from the women, but they still think they own them. Morris might also have an issue with Zena's relationship with Denzel. I mean, he might like date little girls, yes, but Zena also getting herself a young man. What would that do to the ego of someone like Morris?
You got a point, but I don't think he got anything to do with it. He ain't that stupid. Anyway, like I said, it's not me business and I don't care. I just want she lose me son.
But Catalina, we all should be fearful if there is someone just running women over.
Women? They run Zena over and maybe she'll look for them.
What?
Look, I go into my room.
Catalina.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual and creating an equitable future for all.